my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbors. Tuesday. And I thank God for you. I hope you're having a good day. Some of you are on vacation. And whatever it is, I hope you're having a good time. I wonder where you're at. Maybe you went to go see that Ark, or maybe you're at Mount Rushmore today. Oh, what a beautiful place. Or maybe, I don't know if you go to downtown Chicago or downtown New York or downtown San Francisco anymore. Places like that, downtown Dallas. Ooh, boy, I don't know. But maybe you're seeing the Grand Canyon. I don't know where you're at today. Maybe at home, maybe in a nursing home, maybe in the hospital, but wherever you're at, I'm so very thankful for you. And this is the day the Lord hath made. A lot of times we quote that on Sunday, and that's true, but God made Tuesday as well. And let's glorify his name. Hear the singers to sing to us this great song. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Just think about walking into heaven. What a day of rejoicing.
Peace and happiness.
And when we enter in, they will start them all again.
Finally all together, we'll sing his praise forever. When we all get to heaven, and we see King Jesus face to face.
Well, we are getting ready to tear the roof off of this building. I'm in my study right now. I believe we begin on the 1st of July. It's going to take 6 weeks. Cranes come in, and they hoist all the huge air conditioners off. And they're old. This building was built in 1967. It's the only, every building on our property here is new. It was built here by the church. But this one was a computer company, Stanford Applied Engineering. And the building is a solid building. It's poured in walls of 12 inches thick of concrete and steel. and two stories. It's 40,000 square feet, but we've patched, and the water comes in like a storm during the rain now. And the air conditioners are, many of them, we just sort of limp them along. They don't work. And I believe it's over $400,000 to put a new roof on and new air conditioners. You know, something like that. I know preachers, you're doing the same thing this summer, perhaps. People don't see any beauty in that $400,000 investment, but they sure feel it when no water's coming in and when air conditioning is working or heat works. So we begin. It's a 6-week project, and oh my goodness gracious, you pray for us, if you will, during this time. Here's a song, I Have Been Rescued. We're in chapter 2. And verse number 11, 2:11 today. And let's hear the singer sing, I have been rescued. What a day when God rescued my sorry soul. Thank you for listening today.
Some people ask me why I'm so happy, even when sorrows press on. They see me laughing while the storm is raging. They wonder where I get my comprehend the joy that's within. There's something that they need to know. I've been saved from the flames of a hot burning fire, lifted from the tempest as the waves grew higher, sheltered from a desert, dusty and dry. I was given a drink of water when I thought I would die, delivered from the danger of a dark lion's den, given new life in exchange for my sin, set free, forgiven, born again. Oh yes, I have been rescued. I used to feel troubled. My sorrows were doubled as the burdens of life dragged me down. I was defeated till I saw what I needed. Then His tender mercy I found. Though life is rough, I'm not giving up. Even when I am tested and tried, not waste time doubting, I'll go on shouting, I'll cross to the winning side. I've been saved from the flames of a hot burning fire, lifted from the tempest as the waves grew higher, sheltered from a desert, dusty and dry. I was given a drink of water when I thought I would die, delivered from the danger of a dark lion's den, given new life in exchange for my sin, set free, forgiven. I've been born again. Oh yes, I have been rescued, set free, forgiven. I've been born again. I have been rescued.
I have been rescued. The Bible says, whereas angels. Now remember, we had angels back in verse 4, if God spared not the angels that sinned. And now verse 11, whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. Railing is to speak evil. It's to slander. And by the way, these angels left their first estate, and now demonic powers, they're railing, they're speaking evil. They will speak evil, these demonic powers, of men and women that are standing for righteousness. And they are greater in power. They have power still. They have authority yet. But that's why we resist the devil. We resist these demonic powers. And Satan is using everything today. He's using these false teachers. He's using false, these demonic angels. He is using everything. And in my Bible, and I want to just challenge you, maybe you could go back and underline all the words in this chapter that deals with the corruption, despising and lust and uncleanness and speaking evil and corruption again and deceiving and adultery and unstable souls and forsaking the righteous and gone astray and wells without water and vanity and lust and flesh and air. And they promise liberty, but they really have corruption and bondage and pollution. And it's better that they had not known the way of righteousness. And so he's talking about all these powers that we face, and the devil as a roaring lion walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. He's out after us. He watches, and he watches where we're weak. In my life, and I've done this for over 50 years, I may be wrong, called the professor that said it, and he doesn't remember saying it. But he's with the Lord now, but I called him several years ago because I have never confessed any secret sin aloud because I don't know what let the devil know where I'm weak, but I want to also have the devil know where I have sinned and it has been known. It's obvious, that I failed to pass a track, or I backed down because I was just sort of afraid to give a gospel witness or a testimony. I was lazy or whatever it may have been. And so I confess things that are known and are seen and evidence. But I just think sometimes I've told you so many times, and I've told our church in my freshman year, I had to box Coach Clawson, said, "Treber, get in the ring, put your gloves on." Now you're boxing a senior. Well, who am I boxing? Coach Duarte, just that name told you who was going to win the battle. Oh, he plummeted me. He hit me in the face, in the head, and the coach, my coach did not have a neck. He just had a big ball on top of his body that his big old head just sat there. He is just a, "Come on, Treber!" Boy, he knocked me down. "Get up! Get up!" Nowadays, that would have been abuse today. And but it would have shipped him off to the girls' gym so they can play with the girls in their gym. And but boy, back then, hey, "Get up, Treber." I got up. I had the worst headache, and he plummeted me. I mean, I could not even duck from him. He was so fast. Well, Duarte, I wonder where that guy is these days. I'd like to get back now that I'm strong and muscular, and who knows? Maybe he's weak. I could beat him up. But God says that these people, they rail, they speak evil, they're abusive. You be careful with hanging around people. You don't read this garbage online, on false news. Don't read it. And they're against every preacher in America that's trying to preach righteousness, and they know every sin and every lie that these preachers have made. Someone came up to me, a new Christian, said, "Woo, I looked you up on the internet. There's some folks that hate you, Pastor, but I know how that internet works." Well, he had enough common sense to know how it works, but you know how you're going to defend that stuff? "Well, he did this." And you want to try to stay in the ministry if that's what you're doing? No. That's railing accusation. You be careful that your life today is not speaking evil, slander against others. I'm talking to someone right now. You left your church, and now you're slandering, you're railing against that church, you're railing against that pastor, you're railing against, I'm not talking about covering sin. But you know what? I just sort of mind your business. And as my dad say, keep your own life clean, Jack. Father, help us to be very careful with what we do with our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime at nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.